Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to our high school football coverage here on KJAN, week 9 of the high school football season, and welcome to Who's Gonna Win, brought to you by Ag Business Associates and Nishna Valley Credit Union. We'll take a look at games from last week and 8 games coming up here on week number 9 when we come back right after this.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, for Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
We're back now on Who's Going to Win. Then we've got the whole gang in with us here this week. Doug Leonard, Matt Mullenix, Chris Parks, and I'm Jim Field. Chris still in the lead after last week. We had a very mediocre week last time around. Chris, Matt, Doug all went 5-3. I went 4-4. Here's how we did it last week. It was Southwest Valley beating Fremont Mills 34-27 on the road, by the way. Obviously, none of us saw that coming, so we all took a big red X in the box there. We all lost that game. Guthrie Center at home, a 35-18 winner over Earlham. Doug gets the limb pick. Excellent work.
Well, just wait for it. You got another one coming down here in a second I wasn't so good at.
The rest of us took it on the chin with Earlham there. East Mills defeated Griswold 32-0, and that was a winner for Doug and for Chris. There's your other one here. Logan Magnolia and AHST. It was AHST rallying for a 27-18 win. Looked good early.
Hey.
Couldn't hang on, though. Doug took Loma on Olympic there, so that one broke. The rest of us got that one right. Audubon beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 40-0. We all picked that one correctly. We were all right with Clarinda as they beat Shenandoah 42-0. Glenwood knocked off Lewis Central 28-17. Matt got the limb pick on that one. Excellent choice.
Well, thank you.
And then Harlan defeated Atlantic 42-7, and we all picked that correctly. So again, 5-3 for the three boys across the table from me, and I was 4-4. So for the season now, Chris is still in the lead. He's at 48-16. That's a 3-game lead over Doug, who's 45-19. Doug, it's all on your shoulders right now to knock off the king.
Gonna try.
Matt and I are both 44-20, so we're 4 games back. We're still in the hunt.
Oh yeah, yep.
It's always possible.
2 weeks left.
You never know. We've got this one for the final week of the regular season, and then we'll have one more show for you next week as part of our post-game coverage for the first round of the playoffs. So let's get after things here. We have a couple of 8-man games on the list to take a look at first, as Sydney is on the road at Cam. All right, Chris, Mr. I'm in first place. Give us your
all
best
right shot.
I'll give it my best shot here. The Sydney and Cam, it should be an interesting game. Both teams are in, but they are kind of fighting still for positioning there in that district. And Sydney, in the way things play out, there could be 3 teams there in that district that end up 5-1, so might shake things up a little bit. So they are still kind of fighting for that positioning there. And they do have a nice win over Southwest Valley earlier here this year as well. They played Fremont Mills very tough, but came up short against them. I think they've got a little bit more going with the firepower than Cam. I do like how Cam has bounced back late in the season, but I'll take Sydney on the road here.
Okay, that's one for the Cowboys. Matt, what do you like?
Not so fast, my friend.
No. Knew it was coming.
I'm going to go with the Cam Cougars. Home game here, senior night, last game of the season. And I really like the way Cam's been coming on here at the end of the season. I think they're going to be hungry to, it's kind of a pre-playoff game here, so they're going to be looking to set themselves up with a lot of momentum going to playoffs. Cam Cougars.
All right, that's one of each. Doug, what do you like?
Oh, I don't know. Matt might have convinced me with that one. I'm going to take Cam as well. They've, as Matt said, been playing better the last few weeks, and anytime I can pick against Chris, I guess I've got to do that now.
Well, you know, we've got 3 choices as far as competition goes. We can go out on a limb, try to catch up. We can just fall further behind, or we can just stay status quo. Status quo don't win you a thing, does it? I'm going to try Cam, too. Why not? I thought I'd get a limb pick on this. And here, lo and behold, Chris is sitting now with a 7-1 team as a limb pick. We are so idiots, bad. Aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, he had a limb pick on Harlan last week, too.
I know. We're not the brightest on this program, I think. I don't know. Cam's kind of interesting. You know, it seems like since about week three, we've been saying, boy, they better get going, or they're going to miss the playoffs. Well, we've got other teams that are struggling for their playoff lives here tonight at the final week of the regular season. Cam, not one of them. They're already in. So, you know, all this worry, all this hang-up about what's going to happen down the road, and here they are. Chance to get that third seed if they can win at home tonight. I just hope the Trace Tickner that played against Lennox shows up tonight. I'd take 10 touchdowns. That'd be just right, fine.
Yeah.
That'd be okay. That'd be very Baylor-esque.
Oh, you had to bring that
Sorry,
up.
Sorry, you guys. Yeah. All right, three for Cam and one for Sydney there. Yeah, Serge Wright for taking Sydney. Let's look at the next game. Adair Casey on the road at Coon Rapids Bayard. Bombers undefeated. They're in. Coon Rapids Bayard, not a bad season. This is a non-district game, so it doesn't have any bearing on the playoffs. I like Doug's idea. Okay, Chris, what do you got? Doug suggested for the program that Chris should go first on every game since he's got the lead. I kind of like that idea. I think that's kind of nice.
So there's going to be an asterisk at the end when I lose then?
No.
Okay.
No.
Is it a steroid era?
You take
here?
An androstenedione? Or...
Okay. This is another fun game, actually. These two teams are both locked up, actually. They're both already sitting where they're going to sit as far as their playoff seeding goes. Adair Casey's won the district title there, and Coon Rapids Bayard's in the third spot. And they have played some tough competition. They've lost to Exira EHK and Glen Ralston, both obviously good teams there in that district, and it's been tough for them. Adair Casey, of course, with a great running back in Clayton Plowman, that's knocking over all kinds of records on his way here towards the postseason. He's got over 1,100 yards here this season and 22 touchdowns, so he's racking up the points as well. It's hard to say, really what's going to happen in this game because for both teams it's kind of like a tune-up game. How hard do you want to go at it before you go into the postseason? But I think a team that has a zero in that loss column doesn't want that to change. So I like Adair Casey here on the road, but it will be a tough game for him.
Okay, one for the Bombers. Matt, what do you like?
Yeah, you don't like to, like I said, you've got this 8-0 record going on, and you hate to give up a game, especially going into the playoffs. You don't want to lose any momentum. So I'm going to look for Adair Casey to go on the road and come up the victory.
Okay, well, that's two for the Bombers. Doug, what do you think?
Well, I'd like to pick up games on Chris, but I'm not going to pick against the Adair Casey. They've got a great squad this year, and CRB has a nice record this year, and it is at home. But I think the Bombers will win.
Okay, yeah, it's kind of just an awkward scheduling thing. I think the last thing you'd really want to be doing is playing a non-district game that really doesn't kind of matter much as the grand scheme of things go here in the last game of the regular season. You sometimes wonder if the jury's out on how much playing time some of these stars are going to get in this ball game anyway, because the last thing you want to do is get somebody hurt going into a playoff situation. So it's really hard to gauge a game like this, because you just don't know what the circumstances are going to be late in that ball game. So, but I do think Adair Casey obviously has the better talent at this point. I think they have the ability to put up good points, and I think they're going to do that again tonight. So I'm going to make it unanimous. We'll all go with Adair Casey. That's two games in. We will take a short break, and we will have more for you here on Who's Going to Win right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Back on Who's Going to Win, we'll go to game three here on our list. This is a do-or-die game. I mean, nobody's going to die, but your season's either going to go on or it's going to die. It's going to end right here. Logan Magnolia is at home hosting Griswold. Boy, a few weeks ago, we were thinking Griswold was going to be right in there battling for the top spot, and now here we are a couple of weeks later, and they're battling for their playoff lives. Okay, Chris, what do you think?
What's that, the phrase, win or go home? That's what's going on here, and... Loma gets, I guess, a little bit of an advantage here because they are already going to be on their home field here for this game. You know, both teams, if you look at similar scores, they both played AHST about the same manner. It was a 10-point loss for Griswold, 9-point loss for Logan Magnolia. The nice win for Logan Magnolia this year is their win over East Mills. They were able to knock them off earlier this year, 16-0. And we just saw what East Mills did last week to Griswold, 32-0. And I think that's really disappointing for Griswold, obviously. The last 2 weeks, I think, have both been very disappointing for them. We kind of thought that they maybe were a little bit uninspired in that game against Riverside, and evidently that carried over to last week. You'd like to think that they'll be able to get out of that rut, but, man, this is a tough spot. When you go on the road to a team that, has the history of being in the playoffs, it has that winning tradition that wants to get back there again, I think it's just going to be too tough with the mindset the Tigers have right now. So I'll go with Logan Magnolia.
Okay, that's one for Logan Magnolia. Let's shake this up a little bit. We'll go the other way around the table, huh?
Sure.
Huh?
It sounds
sure,
fair
whatever.
To me.
We do you something bet. A little different here?
Yeah. All right. Be crazy.
We're still going to stick Chris with the first spot. But, you know, and I look at this. I honestly believe I have not seen Logan Magnolia play, but just from watching what they've been able to do and doing some comparisons, looking at some things, I think they're probably in a better place right now. I think they might have slightly better talent than Griswold has, but Griswold's going to win the football game. I'm going to take the Tigers on the road here tonight. We watched them play Riverside a couple of weeks ago, and they didn't look like they were really on their game. Last week, yikes. But if that doesn't get your attention, if this game doesn't get your attention, now they played some great battles over the years in district play with Logan Magnolia, St. Albert when they were in that same district. You know, a lot of there were some really great rivalries and stuff, and it was a difficult place to try to get into the playoffs in the first place. So they've been here before. I don't know. I really think that Griswold's going to wake up in this one and shock the Panthers on the road. Doug, what do you think?
Yeah, they're in a tough spot. Like you said, everybody's playing for both teams are playing for their playoff berth here. I think I bet you that Chris gets a limb pick here because I know my friend Matt Mullinex is probably who he's going to probably pick. So.
Who he's not going to
play. Well, yes, right. And so I think the Tigers can reestablish that running game that they've had that's been so successful this year. I think they can get that going again. Good to run the ball when the weather gets cold like it has been. And I think the Tigers can go on the road and win.
So you're picking them to do that?
I am going to pick them.
All right, just so we're clear.
Yes.
Matt, do you have a man crush on Matt Strait?
Wow. No, I do not.
Okay.
No, I do not.
We thought we'd check.
Thanks. Yeah,
the coach
thanks
of
for
the
checking.
Logan Magnolia team.
Even you can go back to the AHST loss for Griswold. Seems to have kind of, that game they felt they had a good opportunity to win, and a few things went to the other direction for them, and it just kind of spiraled downhill for them since then. Some uninspired football, evidently, last Friday night. It's awfully, awfully tough to bounce back from that situation. But in the same breath, there's still extended season on the line here for them. Logan, they've kind of this is a pretty decent season for them, concerning what they had returning. I think they're a little surprised with where they're at, so they might have a little bit more of the momentum. In the end, we're going to pick Griswold. Tigers over the Panthers.
All right.
It's a cat fight.
It's a cat fight. Is that the way it would work out in the wild? This is it's an Animal Planet ball game coming up here tonight, live on Animal Planet tonight. Griswold, Logan Magnolia. We got three for Griswold, one for Logan Magnolia. We're giving Chris all these easy limb picks, huh?
Yes, we are.
We won't even be able to catch him in the playoff edition.
We're going to be so far behind, it's not even going to be funny. No. Either that or we catch up. One or the other. All right, game four, Riverside at Westwood. Riverside's a team that I don't think any of us were thinking about being a playoff team earlier in the year. They got a real good shot now, although they're not completely in. We're not sure about how all these things play out because you got to factor points and everything else in. But Westwood still has a chance, we think, a slim outside chance. Riverside has a pretty decent chance. They win this ball game, they're definitely in. In fact, I think they'd be the number 2 seed in that district or darn close to it. Chris, let's let you go first this time.
Yeah, okay, thank you. There's a... Yeah, there's some confusing math going on here in this district. The way I had looked at it earlier, if Westwood needs to win this one by 13 points to be able to get themselves an opportunity to jump in to the postseason. So not only do they have to win, but they got to win, you know, fairly impressively. And both teams are, you know, had their back and forth. There's these this district's been kind of wacky. Everybody's seemed to have kind of beat each other at one point or another, and that's why you get into that tiebreaker scenario if things do shake out differently. Westwood, their nice win of the year is against Logan Magnolia. They knocked them off by a couple of points, and then but then they didn't play very well against Griswold. And then you look at Riverside, and they were able to knock off Griswold. They've knocked off Loma as well. I think as far as the season has gone, I like the way that Riverside is moving here at the end of the year. It's sometimes at the end of the season in a lot of sports is about momentum, and I like how they're playing right now. I think having that opportunity to get into the playoffs is going to be enough motivation for them to get the win on the road. So I'll go with Riverside.
Okay, one for the Dogs. Doug, how about you this time? What do you think?
Well, I've been impressed by Riverside, their ability to bounce back after some tough injuries that they experienced earlier in the year. And you know, I've picked against them a few times and lost, and I guess I hate to pick the same as Matt or as Chris. I think this would be a good way to go opposite here, you know, being at home with a long drive up 29 there. But I'm going to take Riverside.
Okay. Matt, how about you?
Well, yeah, it is an interesting game on the road here for the Riverside Bulldogs. They seem to have had their moments when they've needed to, you know, picked up a big win here the last couple of weeks. Can they keep that momentum going? I'm not so sure. It seems like their big games have come against their local rivals, but then once they've stepped out to that unfamiliar territory, they've struggled. So this is one of those places where they're going to step out and not be familiar with on the road and location. So I'm going to go with the Westwood Sloan Rebels.
All right. Yeah, this drive scares the dickens out of me. I just all the way up Casino Road. They have to play.
Something bad happened in Mondamin to you?
what do you mean?
Still it's, seeing bright lights.
There could. Yeah. There could be something.
That's a little creepy. Yeah. No, it's such a long drive. Some teams have gone up that way, you know, in other districts, too. We've seen some teams in the 3A, 2A have to go up in Northwest Iowa, make those long drives, and it's not been pretty for them. This is a tough way for Riverside to finish. I think after the Griswold game, everybody looked at it and thought, well, they got Westwood and they got, what's the other one? West Monona. The other W, yeah, they got West Monona. Well, West Monona's not very good. We just assumed Westwood probably wasn't that good either. But, you know, lo and behold, here they are. They've won three in a row here in district play. So they're right back in the thick of things. Yikes. I think I'm going to take Riverside with this one, but it does scare me. I don't like that drive. I think Matt might have a pretty decent pick there. One for Westwood, three for Riverside. Let's keep going. Red Oak is at Shenandoah. Couple of teams on their knees praying for playoff opportunities. Let's see. How about we make Chris go first this time?
Nice. Sounds good.
Oh, way to change it up. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Red Oak, one thing I wrote down for them is just brutal schedule. They had a tough schedule this year. They had to play a lot of tough teams, not only early in the season, but these last 2 weeks have just been obviously tough. They had to play St. Albert and Kemper Catholic, and you knew how that was going to go. They've got a win earlier in this year over Odelbert Arthur. You look at Shenandoah on the other side, and they've got a nice win against Riverside earlier here in the year. Both teams kind of struggled getting things going offensively. I think Red Oak's been able to do a little bit more on the ground, they're kind of a slightly more balanced than Shenandoah. You know, Shenandoah coming off a real disappointing game against Clarinda. I thought they thought they probably would compete in that game and really didn't at all. Both teams have the chance to get into the postseason here with this game, you know, surprising enough looking at the records. But I'm going to go with Red Oak on the road.
Okay, one for Red Oak. All right, Matt, what do you got?
Well, you've got Red Oak, Shenandoah. There's locations for two of our other offices, so it's kind of a battle there between those places as
the
well.
The Garaki and Carrot
there
Bowl.
You go. There it is.
Wow, that's how you plug a little free advertising.
You got to figure out where you have more clients because you don't want to make anybody mad.
Right, right. Well, in that case, let's go with Red Oak. Let's go with Red Oak on the road. Yeah, no, Shenandoah, a little disappointed last week in their Page County Super Bowl. And, you know, Red Oaks had a decent season, good group, but they, just had a brutal schedule. So.
Okay. Doug, what do you like?
Well, I'm going to have to take the Mustangs at home. I don't know why.
Well, using that same logic, I'm going to take them too then. I, you know, they're the home team. I don't know. I don't know that much about either one of these teams. I know I'm a few games behind Chris, and I can't just keep picking the same ones and expect to catch up. So it's either fall behind or get ahead week. So that's my pick. Good logic there. All right, let's keep on going. That's Lee Corso logic. Except I'm not putting the silly hat on. Harlan is at ADM. We got three 3A games to finish up our program here this week. Harlan at ADM. ADM is that's the wild card. They really need to win. Harlan's on a roll. Chris, what do you think happens?
Yeah, this is one of those tough ones. It's kind of a little bit different because Harlan's in that situation where they've got the district title locked up. But they're obviously not historically a team that's going to really lay down for anybody. So I like the way that they played last week against Atlantic. They have some good things going. They've got some big targets throwing the football around. The Landsman kids got some good ability coming off the end there for them. So, ADM is fighting for their lives, but I think they've already had their opportunities and maybe feel a little bit rough about how things went there against Perry. So I'm going to take Harlan here. I think they're playing a little better.
All right. Doug, what do you like?
Well, yeah, I was surprised by that, the Perry score. I mean, we saw the Wilton kid, quarterback for Perry, and very fast, quick kid. And, I was surprised with ADM, the loss there. So, I think they're going to be down a little bit after that. And Harlan... I didn't think they'd be in the position to be 7-1 this year, but they are again, and I'm going to take Harlan.
Okay. You lost to Perry. I mean, not so bad you lost to Perry there, ADM, but you scored, 7 points in doing it? Really? Really? Harlan. I'm going with Harlan. No chance. Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, well, ADM, they rely on that passing game a lot. And, if things don't go well with that, it's hard if you're not running the ball predominantly. It's hard to fall back on that if you're just not used to it. So, with that said, I think, we're getting late in the season here, cold weather, inclement weather. Harlan, run the ball. They do everything right. That Lewis Central was a big win for them, and they just seem to be rolling now. So, Cyclones on the road.
Okay, make it a sweep. Everybody likes Harlan. All right, that's 6. We got 2 games left. Stick with us. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements. You can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, for Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Back now on Who's Going to Win. We have 2 games left to take a look at. A couple of more 3A contests to kind of sort out here this weekend. Creston is on the road at Lewis Central. Big game. Big game for both teams, quite frankly. This is a playoff game the week before the playoffs hit.
Yeah.
So... Oh, okay, you're just going to... Okay, well, since you volunteered, we'll let you go first, Chris.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Creston has already apparently locked themselves in. So they're in whether they win or lose. It's just a matter of what seeding that they end up
Who?
In. Creston.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Perry.
No. If they lose, of course, obviously you don't want to end up in that situation where you're going to be on the other side looking at Bishop Heelan either. So they want to win this game here tonight. Lewis Central, they need to win, and still some things could happen. If they lose, they could still get in, but there's a lot of scenarios there. So Disappointing for Lewis Central last week. They had their opportunity to pick up the win against Glenwood, and they didn't do it, and I apparently didn't play very well in that game either. Creston, you know, here they are. I mean, I wasn't sold earlier in the year, but you look at them now here at this point in the season, and they've been able to rattle off some good wins. They've had, you know, just a couple of tough losses. And they're playing pretty good football and pretty balanced football on both sides. So I think Creston's going to be able to get the victory here. Lewis Central's kind of lost their steam.
Okay, that's one for the road team. Matt, what do you like?
This is a tough ball game because Lewis Central's been such a Jekyll and Hyde. About the time you want to jump on their bandwagon, they seem to find a way to wreck it for you. So, you know, not sure how this goes. Creston, to me, they've just kind of gotten by, you know, as the week's gone on. Doing just enough to get by every team. Does that continue this week? I don't know. I think Lewis Central's going to come out and play some inspired ball. So I like the way Lewis Central, they're just tough. It's going to be at home for them. I think if they can make a few corrections, they'll come out with the victory. So the Titans at home.
Okay, one for Lewis Central. Doug, what do you like?
Well, you look back at how both of those teams performed against Atlantic, and LC definitely had the better performance. You know, I've said many times since then that their kids were big, tall, fast, and everything you want in football players. But I think sometimes you can have that talent, but just not gel as a team. And, I'm going to take Creston on the road, that's all I have to say.
Okay. Thank you, Forrest. I'm just going to say this, and it might anger some people who are real fans of Class 3A District 1, but your district isn't very good. Let's just face it. Neither one of these teams are going to do anything in the playoffs. Harlan, I believe, is the only team in this district that has even a remote chance of winning in the playoffs. In fact, it would be likely in my mind that all four teams from this district lose to the Northwest Iowa District in the first round of the playoffs. That's how unspectacular I think Class 3A District 1 has been this year. Now, with that said, I have no idea who's going to win between Creston and Lewis Central. I can make a case for both of them. I have no clue. I don't think Creston's all that terrific, but here we are. And Lewis Central, well, they struggled like the Dickens outside of the district. I'm just going to flip a coin. I'm going to go with Matt. I'll take Lewis Central simply because they're home. And again, I got to pick opposite Chris to pick up some space. So there you go. Congratulations, Lewis Central. Maybe you'll get in, and then you'll get clobbered by the Northwest Iowa school in the first round of the playoffs. Way to go, you know. All right, that takes us to game 8 on our list this week. Atlantic is on the road at Glenwood, and we have a special rule we've installed for this last game this week. You cannot pick your alma mater.
Oh, wow, yeah. Right.
And we have two people that affects you. Yeah. Right. I'm good. Matt's good.
I'm either way.
Sorry, you guys.
I like that rule.
Yeah, he likes
it. I mean, I like my alma mater, but,
yeah. So,
you've been anti-Atlantic all year, Chris. Come on, pick it.
I have not been anti-Atlantic one bit. I would love to see Atlantic win, but
well, that's because you got to pick them, because Glenwood's your alma mater.
Yeah, that was the rule.
You can go ahead and kick me off the show or whatever you got to do, but I'm liking that school down on Highway 34. I think they did what they had to do to give themselves a chance this week. They have to have some major things happen in their favor. They need Creston to win also to have a chance to still get in the postseason, and it's also going to come down to wacky points. But, with a chance on the line, you know, it's a place, you know, honestly, I'm from there, so historically haven't had that many opportunities to go to the playoffs. It's been a rough time playing good football in Glenwood, and I think Coach Foss has done some good things to get the mindset turned around a little bit there. Atlantic, you know, just struggling right now. They'll try to play spoiler here, but I think Glenwood with that playoff motivation at home is going to help them get the win here.
All right. Matt, what do you like?
I'm going to have to go with Glenwood as well. Nice big win for them last week. Really put up some nice numbers. And like you said, this is a good time of year for them to get things going and get their program going in the right direction for them and give something to build off of for the next season. So and if they maybe even do sneak into the playoffs, give them an extra week of getting together, bonding, and building off of there. So I'm going to go with the Rams at home.
Okay. Doug?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you remember where we were at last week, though, the Rams had come off two really disappointing performances before their victory last week. So, you know, they have been up and down a little bit, but you know, as you said, you know, fighting for playoff right here and being at home, I'm going to take the Rams.
All right. Well, I'm going to make that unanimous, too. Glenwood's got something to play for right now, and although it's very remote that they could have a chance to get into the playoffs yet, and even if they do, you're probably staring down the barrel of Bishop Elon Catholic, so congratulations, there's your door prize. But still, they have something to play for, so I'm going to take the Rams at home in this one, and I think they're going to put themselves in a position to have an opportunity. I'm not sure if they'll get that opportunity or not, but yeah, motivation's a key factor there. All right, we've changed the name of the program to Pile on Chris, at least for this week. Perhaps next week. We'll see. Who knows? That's going to do it for this week's program. I want to thank our sponsors, Ag Business Associates and the Nishnoe Valley Credit Union here in Atlantic. For Chris Parks, Matt Mullenix, and Doug Leonard, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us for Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, for Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishnoe Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnoevalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnoevalley.com. Nishnoe Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.